Certainly my conscience will serve me to run from this Jew, my master. But the fiend is at mine elbow and tempts me, saying to me,
Gobbo, Lancelot Gobbo, good Lancelot, or good Gobbo, or good Lancelot Gobbo. Use your legs, take the start, run away.
My conscience says,
no. Take heed, honest Lancelot. Take heed, honest Gobbo.
Or, as aforesaid,
honest Lancelot Gobbo, do not run. Scorn running with thy heels.
The most courageous fiend bids me pack.
Fire,
says the fiend.
Away,
says the fiend.
For the heavens rouse up a brave mind,
says the fiend.
And run.
Well, my conscience, hanging about the neck of my heart, says very wisely to me,
mine honest friend Lancelot, being an honest man's son, or rather an honest woman's son, for indeed my father did something smack, something grow to. He had a kind of taste.
Well, my conscience says,
Lancelot, budge not.
Budge,
says the fiend. Budge not, says my conscience.
Conscience,
say I. You counsel well.
Fiend,
say I. You counsel well. To be ruled by my conscience, I should stay with the Jew, my master, who, God bless the mark, is a kind of devil. And to run away from the Jew, I should be ruled by the fiend, who, saving your reverence, is the devil himself. Certainly the Jew is the very devil incarnation. And in my conscience, my conscience is but a kind of hard conscience to offer to counsel me to stay with the Jew. The fiend gives more friendly counsel. I will run, fiend. My heels are at your commandment. I will run.
Oh, master. Young man, you, I pray you, which is the way to Master Jude?
Oh, heavens. This is my true begotten father. Being more than sand blind, high gravel blind, knows me not. I will try confusions with him.
Master, young gentleman, I pray you, which is the way to Master Jude?
Turn upon your right hand at the next turning.
What?
At the next turning of all? On your left. Marry, at the very next turning, turn of no hand, but turn dying indirectly to the Jew's house.
The God's son, it should be a hard way to hit. Can you tell me whether one Lancelot dwells with him? Dwell with him or no?
Talk you of young Master Lancelot?
Mark me now. Now I will raise the waters.
Talk you of young Master Lancelot?
No, master, but a poor man's son. His father, though I say it, is an honest, exceeding poor man. And God be thanked, well to live.
Let his father be what a will. We talk of young Master Lancelot.
Your worship's friend, and Lancelot.
But I pray you, ergo, old man, ergo, I beseech you, talk you of young Master Lancelot.
Oh, Lancelot, sir, and please your mastership.
Ergo, Master Lancelot.
Talk not of Master Lancelot, father, for that gentleman, according to fates and destinies and such odd sayings, the sisters three and such branches of learning, is indeed deceased, or as you would say in plain terms, gone to heaven.
Marry, God forbid. The boy was the very staff of my age, my very prop.
Do I look like a hobble post, a cudgel, a staff, or a prop? Do you know me, father?
Alack the day, I know you not, young gentleman, but I pray you tell me, is my boy, God rest his soul, alive or dead?
Do you not know me, father?
Alack, sir, I am some blind, I know you not.
Indeed, if you had your eyes, you might fail of knowing me.
It's a wise father that knows his own child.
Well, old man, I will tell you news of your son. Give me your blessing. Truth will come to light.
Murder cannot be hid long. A man's son, maybe, but in the end, truth will out.
Pray you, sir, stand up. I'm sure you are not Lancelot, my boy.
Pray you, let's have no more fooling about it. But give me your blessing. I am Lancelot, your boy that was, your son that is, your child that shall be.
I cannot think you are my son.
I know not what I shall think of that.
But I am Launcelot, the juice man. And I'm sure Marjorie, your wife, is my mother.
The name is Marjorie, indeed. I'll be sworn if thou be Lancelot, thou art my own flesh and blood. Lord, worship mighty be. What a beard hast thou got? There's more hair on thy chin than Dobbin my fillhort has on his tail.
Should seem, then, that Dobbin's tail grows backward. I'm sure he had more hair of his tail than I of my face when I last saw him.
Lord, how art thou changed? How dost thou and thy master agree? I have brought him a present. How greedy now?
Well, but for mine own part, as I've set up my rest to run away, so I will not rest till I've run some ground. My master's a very Jew. Give him a present, give him a halter. I'm famished in his service. You may tell every finger I have with my ribs. Father, I'm glad you are come. Give me your present to one Master Bassanio, who indeed gives rare new liveries. If I serve not him, I will run as far as God has any ground. Ooh, rare fortune. Here comes the man. To him, Father, for I'm a Jew if I serve a Jew any longer.
You may do so. But let it be so hasted that supper be ready at the farthest by 5 o'clock. See these letters delivered, put the liveries to making, and desire Gratiano to come anon to my lodging.
To him, Father.
God bless your worship.
For mercy.
Wouldst thou aught with me?
Here's my son, sir, a poor boy.
Not a poor boy, sir, but the rich Jew's man that would, sir, as my father shall specify.
He hath a great infection, sir, as one would say, to serve.
Indeed, sir, the short and long is, I serve the Jew and have a desire, as my father shall specify.
He and his master, sir, saving your worship's reverence, are scarce cage of curtains.
To be very brief, sir, the truth is, the Jew having done me wrong, doth cause me, as my father, being, I hope, an old man, shall fruitify unto you.
I have here a dish of doves that I would bestow your worship, and my suit is...
To be very brief, sir, the suit is impertinent to myself, as your worship shall know by this honest old man, and though I say it, though old man, yet poor man, my father.
One speak for both.
What would you serve you, sir?
That is the very defect of the matter, sir.
I know thee well. Thou hast obtained thy suit. Shylock, thy master, spoke with me this day and hath preferred thee. If it be preferment to leave a rich Jew's service to become the follower of so poor a gentleman.
The old proverb is well parted between my master Shylock and you, sir. You have the grace of God, sir, and he hath enough.
Thou speakest it well. Go, father, with thy son. Take leave of thy old master and inquire thy lodging out. Give him a livery more guarded than his fellows. See it done.
Father, in.
I cannot get a service, no. I have ne'er tongue in my head. Well, if any man in Italy have a fairer table which doth offer to swear upon a book, I shall have good fortune. Go to. Here's a simple line of life.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a small trifle of wives, alas. 15 wives is nothing. 11 widows and 9 maids is a simple coming in for one man. And then to escape drowning. Thrice. And to be in peril of my life with the edge of a feather bed. Here are simple scapes. Well, if fortune be a woman, she's a good wench for this year. Father, come. I'll take my leave of the Jew in a twinkling.
I pray thee, good Leonardo, think on this. These things being bought and orderly bestowed, return in haste, for I do feast tonight my best esteemed acquaintance. Heidi, go. My best endeavor shall be done herein.
Where's your master?
Yonder, sir, he walks.
Signor Bassanio!
Graciano!
I have a suit here.
You have obtained it.
You must not deny me. I must go with you to Belmont.
Why then, you must. But hear thee, Graciano. Thou art too wild, too rude, and bold of voice. Parts which become thee happily enough, and in such eyes as ours appear not false. But where thou art not known, why, there they show something too liberal. Pray thee, take pain to allay with some cold drops of modesty thy skipping spirit, lest through thy wild behavior I be misconstrued in the place I go to, and lose my hopes.
Signor Bassanio, hear me. If I do not put on a sober habit, talk with respect, and swear
but now and then. Wear prayer books in my pocket. Look demurely. Nay more, while grace is saying, hood my eyes, thus, with mine hat, and sigh, and say, amen. Use all the observance of civility, like one well studied in the sad ostent to please his grandam. Never trust me more.
Well, we shall see your bearings.
Nay, but I bar tonight. You shall not gauge me by what we do tonight.
Oh, that were pity. I would entreat you rather to put on your boldest suit of mirth, for we have friends that purpose merriment. But fare thee well, I have some business.
And I must to Lorenzo and the rest. But we will visit you at supper time?